And if you voted in York or just anywhere in York County and you want to, after you vote, go to a pretty interesting discussion tonight.
Yes. We're going to go over to the Sylvia Theater and hear from Jason Broadwater, who is our keynote speaker for the City of York Embracing the Possibilities program. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming over today.
Absolutely.
First of all, I want to say how cute your wife's name is. It's Dixie and it's spelled so cute.
So it's a family name, Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay.
So it's D-I-C-K-S-Y.
I love it.
Oh, it's so great.
And you have cute kids, too, Drake and Rosie. I love those names, too. I'm a good name person. You guys got a good thing going over there. I love that. So pretty neat. I guess a lot of things you've been involved in York County for so much in as far as Revenflow and marketing and things, and you have your Givolio.
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 Yes.
That's an online fundraising tool for people to use.
Correct.
So it's pretty neat. Your expertise can move right into technology. Is that what we're talking about as far as the future of the City of York?
Well, it's not as much about technology as it is just economic development. So I've been heavily involved in the economic development of the City of Rock Hill for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started about 7 years ago traveling around the country and speaking, kind of telling the success of Rock Hill and then helping communities recreate some of that success in terms of downtown revitalization and how that impacts the greater city. So I live in York. My wife's family's from York, and I've never shared any of these ideas. Hmm. You know, it's amazing when you're the guy that flies in from out of town with a suitcase. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say, right? But I've never shared these ideas in York, so I just thought, you know what? I just emailed everybody I knew in York that I thought would be interested, and I got an overwhelming response. The guy, Paul, at the Sylvia Theater said, hey, man, you can use the theater. And we turned it into this whole event. It's tonight at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. It's the keynote topic, of course, about new economy in York. It's such a cute little town. I love going to York.
Oh,
it's wonderful to be part of the festivals that go on over there. And so we want it to grow more.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good stuff already, and I haven't been involved in it. So I want to make sure that credit is where it's due. You know, the Chamber's doing great events downtown. The downtown businesses are rallying and doing things. The city and Karen Jones, who's the economic development director for the city, has put together a organization similar to like the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, but a York version of it, so that they can do a lot of progressive type of development and, you know, strategic planning. And so there's a lot of momentum building. And I think the next step, and this is what I always talk to communities about, is they need a shared vision. They need to be very inclusive and bring the community together and inspire people around what York could look like over the next 20 years. Because it's easy to think, oh, well, that can't happen in York. Oh, well, that can't happen in York. Well, that's not true.
Hmm.
Anything exceptional can happen in York.
Absolutely.
If the people decide to rally and do it.
Mm-hmm. We talk about Mayor Lee.
Yes.
He's going to be speaking this evening as well.
Yeah, he's going to just kind of give us a welcome and endorse the event, essentially.
Mm-hmm. He's really, you have that sort of that figurehead behind you. It's probably a very good feeling.
Well, yeah, I mean, Eddie's a great guy, and I've met with him several times, and he's excited about my ideas. And he's just, I think it's smart that he would endorse. All this is a positive, momentum-building event that demonstrates that the people are ready to band together and create change. Mm-hmm. And so why not support it, you know?
Absolutely.
When we talk about revitalizing a Main Street USA, wherever, let's use is York, is the goal to bring in mom-and-pop stores, mom-and-pop restaurants, big chains? Like, what's the thought process? Because millennials, which will be the buying force in a couple of years, they're not going to the stores. They're not, you know, malls are closing, stores are going out of business, big name brands. So what's your vision, or what for Main Street USA, what's the success of a street like this?
Well, there's a philosophy called the Main Street's philosophy, and it's been going on for about 30 years, and that only gets you so far. And what that is kind of the retail, mom and pop retail, restaurant, and beautification of the downtown, and then having events on a regular basis.
Okay.
And it's what Rock Hill did for a long time and continues to do, but it's always two steps forward, one step back, you know, two steps back, you know, and, you know, something closes and everybody goes, oh my gosh, this stuff, we're going to make it, you know, and so that's the Main Street's model, and it's good, and it needs to continue, and it still continues in Rock Hill. But where we've had success in Rock Hill is when we flip the switch to realize that this isn't just about creating a quaint little couple of blocks that gives our town an identity. It's actually at the center of the new economy. Mm. And the way that works is this. It boils down to this. Talented, productive people drive the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And talented, productive people choose places that have cultural vibrancy.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. People will move to York. Millennial age people will move to York if there is cultural vibrancy there. Hmm. Just like that's why we're Knowledge Park is all about. There's the, you know, the incubators and the entrepreneurial activity and the restaurants and the bars and the coffee shops and all that. Well, they move for, there for cultural vibrancy. Hmm. But if there's not economic opportunity, they'll have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a millennial, mm-hmm. they don't want to go anywhere mm-hmm. that has tons of opportunity and no cultural vibrancy.
Okay.
But they do want to go somewhere that has cultural vibrancy. But if they can't find a good job, they're going to have to leave. Now, the job doesn't have to be serving that local market because of the internet. It could be serving people anywhere. I mean, Rev and Flow, our biggest client right now is in California, and we're located downtown Rock Hill.
Right.
We talk to them every day on the phone, by email,
wow.
and we fly out there every other month because mm-hmm. Charlotte International Airport is 20 minutes away.
Exactly. It's really the center.
Absolutely.
We're growing from this area out, and the edges are getting these kind of meetings where you can continue to build it.
Yes. Yeah, so if York wants to not just spiral down into lower socioeconomic because we have to have low-income housing, and York becomes like the county's hub of low-income housing, which is not a sustainable model. It's a downward spiral.
Okay.
Obviously, you have to have low-income housing and public transportation and all that, but it has to be a balance for tax base and quality of life purposes. So if York wants to be vibrant in the future, it's got to recruit millennial-aged people that are talented and productive, and you can't do it without a vibrant downtown.
So are you gathering the troops tonight as far as going to Sylvia Theater at 6 o'clock this evening in New York and gathering the troops, finding out what kind of people you have, what interest there is? Is that something that's part of tonight?
Yes, it is. And it really started from me sharing these ideas. I reached out to everybody and said, hey, guys, I have a keynote that I give around the country, and I focus it on each community that I go talk to. I've never shared these ideas in New York. I'd love to share them. Who's interested? I got an overwhelming response where we had to get the whole Sylvia Theater to do it. And so the main piece of tonight is me sharing that content. But I thought it'd be a shame to have the event and not have an opportunity for everybody to chime in. So after the keynote, there's going to be a facilitated open kind of forum dialogue that'll take place in the Sylvia as well.
All right. Well, we want this success in York. It's, it
Absolutely.
Feeds the rest of us. As
Absolutely.
Far as, you know, come, it's started up north
yeah.
as far as
yeah.
across the border.
Yeah,
here
right.
we are in Rock Hill. As it grows, we have Knowledge Park in the university area. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And then we can sort of build from there and go out into our edges.
Absolutely. So 6 to 8 tonight in York. If you live, work, or play, or worship in York, you should come. And even if you just want to see how this could apply to your community, you may want to come. It's free to come. And there's a bar. You can have a drink. Hang out.
Just hang out. That's the last thing. Bar talk and hanging
there
out.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's right.
But it's a fascinating discussion and a fascinating model and an equation that you just described to us that makes perfect sense. But everything, like you said, has to fall right into place. And the good thing mm-hmm. is more people do like to live, work, and play now in a generalized area where you're like, we joke in our house, oh, we need to go to Fort Mill. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
it's so far.
Yeah, right.
It's not even 10 minutes up the road. But
yeah.
it is nicer when everything's at your fingertips and availability right
yeah.
here at home. And that's the success. Like you said, you can work from home and still be a productive person and improving the economy.
Absolutely.
Which is remarkable.
Well, Jason Broadwater, thank you so much for
yeah.
everything that you do for Rock Hill
oh,
and
absolutely.
Continuing for our extra, you know, York County proper everywhere.
Thank you so much. There's so many collaborative, wonderful people to work with around here. It's amazing.
Excellent. We'll head out to the Sylvia Theater 6 to 8 this evening right there on Main Street. It's a cute
yeah.
little
it's
cute little
great.
Theater.
So great.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really nice. So going out there, thanks so much for all your participation.
Thank you.
Thanks.